Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, 844-967-2789. I know we have some callers, and we got our fine guest, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. I want to see if we can get through a couple of topics here quickly. Maggie, thanks for sticking around. As mentioned before the break, Justice, former Justice, Wisconsin Supreme Court
corrupted.
Justice Gableman, corrupted, as Crudy likes to say, held in contempt in this American oversight. All they want are what? Open records requests. My understanding, not only did Justice Gableman, take the fifth, he insulted the judge and assaulted the attorney, Krista Westbrook, suggesting that she, go back to the judge's chambers and he'll show her a good time, essentially. Maggie, I mean, this guy is certainly contemptible. Please, what do you think?
Yeah, let's not forget how former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman
corrupted
got to the court in the first place, right? He defeated 51% to 49% of the vote, the only Black person that has ever served on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, an extremely well-respected judge and legal-minded guy by the name of Louis Butler, former Justice Butler. One of the ads that Mr. Gableman ran is one of the most racist pieces of crap I have ever seen in a political ad. He put a picture of Justice Gableman smiling next to a picture of a Black man that had been convicted for rape and proceeded to put forth a series of half-truths. He's a disgusting man. He was disgusting then. He's disgusting now. Simply because you were elected to the Supreme Court conveys absolutely no integrity or impromptu of acute legal reasoning. The man is an idiot and immoral, unethical, and corrupt to the core. He refused to recuse himself numerous times from Supreme Court decisions when there is clearly conflict of interests. And he clearly has no respect for the court, period. This is not how lawyers comport themselves. And I'll say this as a woman. I am certain that the female attorney sitting across the aisle kicking his butt in court has heard much worse in the duration of her career. But that this man at this moment on these issues would stoop to such lows tells you he knows he's losing. Once someone starts attacking me, the way I look, my clothes, my weight, my hair, gosh, people will complain about damn near anything if you're a woman with an opinion and want to express it. As soon as someone starts doing that, I know I've beaten them. And Gableman showed us his hand perfectly. When you got no legal leg to stand on, when you got, what's the saying? When the law's on your side, pound on the law. When the facts are on your side, pound on the facts. You got neither the law or the facts, pound on the table. Those were the dying gasps of a corrupt and beaten, embarrassed man. For shame, sir.
Maggie, I'm so glad you snuck the corrupt part in there.
A couple of times. Appreciate it. We have some callers. Let's try to get some in. Maggie, you cool with that? All right, let's do it. Mark from the SAC, you've been holding the longest. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Maggie, I used to be a regular caller to your program. I found a quote from Madison in Federalist 58. Ignorance will be the dupe of cunning and passion, the slave of sophistry and declamation. And, it just points, and as well as Hamilton's warning in 75 about corrupt magistrates betraying the interests of the people for their own self-interest. I mean, that Trump came to my mind when you talk about flatheads. It came to my mind, the original Frankenstein's monster from the movie had a flathead, but it was a reanimated corpse wreaking havoc upon the community there. And a murderous reanimated corpse is what the Republican Party has become. What they're willing to do for Donald Trump, what they're still willing to do for Donald Trump, each and every one, no matter how tangentially connected to this insurrection they are, all the fake electors and all the little coupon plotters should be hauled up in front of the courts and jailed.
Maggie, thoughts?
Lock her up.
100%. I mean, Mark, great to hear from you. Thank you for being a longtime listener. Yeah, Donald Trump acting in his own self-interest. Yeah, that's the story of his life. He's incapable of anything different. For Mike Gabelman, this is like, hey, I get to be in the spotlight again. I don't know squat, but people are listening to me. He's like the MyPillow guy, right? I mean, they're intellectual peers. They don't have two gray cells to rub together, but like all sound and fury signifying nothing.
And pounding the desks. I've got a couple more. Gary from Sussex, you're up. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'm Maggie. I'm a conservative. I'm a 70-year-old conservative. I drive the boys nuts for the last 4 years. So
just because you got sexy legs, though, Gary.
Yeah, right. The thing is, they know that I'm, you know, I don't hurt anybody. But you know what? You mentioned before we're talking about Trump. Now, Fox does not cover it, and I do watch Fox. I also watch, you know, MSNBC, Don Lemon, and the whole shooting shebang.
Did you watch Fox last Sunday, Gary? Just out of curiosity, about noon.
Tell you what, I don't know what I even had to breakfast this morning, so don't ask me last Sunday. How would I know? Okay, but the thing is this. Donald Trump really, really believed that he was cheated out of the election. He had people like Giuliani telling him that he was cheated out of the election.
Giuliani was the drunkest man in the room, according to the testimony, Gary. That.
You can't instruct a crime but the fact that was never committed.
You can't listen to much. You can't convict somebody of a crime. You can't convict somebody of a crime if he didn't say go in there and use like violence.
All right, Gary, we get your point. Maggie, is ignorance of the law an excuse?
Really interesting, because conservative legal scholar and Judge Ludwig actually had something to say about this, Gary from Sussex, who's been a conservative and annoying his employees for 4 years. Here's what Judge Ludwig had to say. The former president's accountability under the law for the riot on the United States Capitol on January 6th is incidental to, meaning intertwined with, his responsibility and accountability for his attempt to steal the 2020 presidential election from the American people and thereby steal America's democracy from America herself. This said, willful ignorance of the law and fact is neither excuse nor defense in law. Willful ignorance, thus, is neither political nor legal excuse or defense available to the former president of the United States, his allies, and his supporters. So with all due respect, Gary, you don't know what you're talking about, but go ahead and turn Fox News back on. I'm sure that'll enlighten you more, my friend.
Maggie Dawn, our fine guest, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. He didn't say, hang Mike Pence. He said it would be a shame if you hung Mike Pence. Come on down for the Friday Night Live, going live from downtown Waukesha right after we commence. And everyone have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Happy Father's Day to all the papas. You know, at least those that pay the child support. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Maggie D.
Oh, big gulps, huh?
All right.
Well, see you later.
All right. See you later.
Don't mess with the devil, buddy.